In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory, not like we'd think. It's greater than we could ever think, but glory nonetheless. There's many glorious things you can say about God and all true, but you'd still miss this glory, this night on which he is betrayed for this glory. Father glorifying his Son like this. The Son glorifying his Father this way. The pinnacle, the absolute height of divine glory. Of all that God does in creating and redeeming and making you holy in this world. The point and the place, the location where God reveals himself most fully and clearly as he truly is. It is the cross and the crucifixion of Jesus, the Son of God, this sacrifice. This week's gospel reading, Jesus' prayer to the Father, lifting his eyes heavenward, takes place in the last hours before Jesus is betrayed and arrested and dies. A sober and serious prayer, a sober and serious time. But the hour has come. Earlier in this same holy week, in same John's Gospel, Jesus says, "The hour has come. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Yes, big, fancy, grand, elevated word, glorified. But this glorifying will go like this, like a grain of wheat falling into the earth and dying, Jesus says. That kind of glory. The kind that might bore or disappoint me. The kind that seems like no glory at all. Seed falling into the earth, dead, really? Glory? Yes, glory. Divine glory. Because it is there on that rough wood cross, nailed on, pinned down, that the divine love which is God himself, his face, his body, his soul is manifest, made public to such utter heights and unfathomable depths that nothing more glorious could ever be imagined or done. It is there, dying, that God loves absolutely for his own sake those who are so absolutely unlovable. Grace incarnate there, in human flesh there, the man Jesus there, not too glorious looking there. It is the Lord Almighty tearing heaven open for you, revealing just how God is God to you at a moment we're still thrusting spears and piling our sin into him. He takes it all and he dishes out love and mercy and forgiveness in exchange. This is his glory. And still more explicit, because he continues to open up his heart to us, even to put it in these hands and this mouth, as he serves to us that very body and blood of Christ, crucified for us. Tell me what love could be more profound, deeper, more intimate than that, your Creator and Lord, to place his once sacrificed flesh and blood into these mortal dust and ash bodies, to serve himself to you so completely, to eat and drink for the forgiveness of all of your sin, for life and salvation in him. No other love comes close. Not the passion of young lovers, not the sturdy faithfulness of couples growing old together, not the cemented bond of mother and child, not the deep loyalty of the ones who you call friend. None of these beautiful loves even come close. They're dim shadows, they're rusty old tin cans next to this love that is in the flesh of Jesus. It is divine. It is eternal. Heaven and earth are full of it, we will sing, because this glory always fills heaven. But it also breaks in this hour to this altar on earth because of Jesus' word and promise and serving. This glory is yours in him. Here, the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.